Okay, so today we're back. Today's Daf Tesvav. We're going to start on Tesvav on the top by the words Itmar. So the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas regarding what's called a lechi ha'omed ne'elav, which means a lechi that's there by itself, meaning it wasn't put up by an individual, it was just, it's there. So right, so Gemara says Itmar, at the base medrash, lechi ha'omed ne'elav, a lechi that's on the side of the kotel of a mavoi where it's supposed to be, but it wasn't put there for the purpose of being a lechi. I guess it was there by itself. Rashi says, "Shlo hukva sham l'shem tikun mavoi." Right? It wasn't initially placed there for the purpose of being there for the mavoi. Right? He says, "Delo hizminuhu l'chach." It wasn't, I guess, planned or prepared for that purpose. Abaye amar havi lechi. Abaye says it still constitutes a lechi, and since it's there, you're allowed to carry in the mavoi. The Rava amar lo havi lechi, and Rava says it's not a lechi. And therefore, if you want to carry them up, you got to put up. You have to put up a lechi, a different lechi. So Gemara then says, Gemara limits the machlokas. So heicha delo samchin alayam may esmol kuli amalo pligi delo habi lechi. If it wasn't relied upon yesterday, then everyone agrees it's not a lechi. Meaning, Rashi says, shahayisham lechi acher v'nachal b'shabbos. Let's say you had another lechi. This lechi omer me'elav is lechi B. You put up lechi A, so you weren't so mechon the lechi B, the lechi omer me'elav. It wasn't there because you were being so much on a different lechi. Happens to be that different lechi fell down. Now you still have this lechi omer me'elav. So if that's the case, everyone agrees to lo have a lechi. That's not going to be a lechi. Even Abaye is going to agree, since you weren't reliant upon it. That was so you basically specifically did not rely upon it. Therefore, it's not going to be considered a lechi. Ki pligi, where is their machlokas? Their machlokas is going to be hecha de samchina le me esmo. Where people understood, they thought about it yesterday, that this should be nicely being before Shabbos, that this should be in lechi. Abaye amar havi lechi. Abaye says it's going to be a good lechi. Why? Dasamchin le meyesmo, because you were so mechanic. People had intent that this would be a lechi starting already from yesterday. The Rava amar lo havi lechi. Rava says it's still not considered a lechi. Kevan de mikara lavadate dehachi avid lo havi lechi. Since initially it wasn't placed for the purpose of being a lechi, it doesn't gain the status of lechi. According to Rav, it has to be placed in order to be a lechi. An example would be, like a tree that's growing exactly by the place where on the side of the wall where a lechi would be. I don't know what each picture book might have a different concept of what the lechi omer me'elav. Gemara's going to give a few examples soon. So the Gemara says, just like we have this machlokas of Abaye and Rav about whether a lechi omer me'elav, again, a lechi that was there by itself, it wasn't placed there, it wasn't built there, that there's a machlokas where that's considered a lechi or not, the Gemara says, Kasalka daitach, we thought to say, ki hechi de pligi belechi, pligi nami mechitza. Just like Abaye and Rava argue about a lechi ha'omen me'elav, they're going to argue about a mechitza, meaning a wall that's omen me'elav, that was there by itself, as to whether or not that's considered a mechitza or not. Rabbi is going to say it is a mechitza, and Rava is going to say it's not. The Gemara is going to assume that machlokas, then try to bring four proofs against Rava, and then reject that that's a machlokas to begin with. So Gemara says, okay, so we're now in this stage, the Gemara is assuming that just like there's a machlokas gabi lechi omen me'elav, there's a machlokas gabi mechitza ha omen me'elav. So Gemara says, Tashma, to bring a raya. Following case, ha'ose sukaso bein ha'ilanos, right? You're making the sukkah, and of course, you know, the Masechta Sukkah has all these cases about these wacky sukkos. So here, this guy is making a sukkah between the trees. And what he's using as the trees, it seems like he's actually using the branches, but the branches don't move, or he's using the trunks. Somehow he's using these as the walls for the sukkah. Ha'osa sukkah bein ha'ilanos, v'ilanos tefanosla. And the ilanos, the trees, are going to be considered the walls. K'sheira, it's a kosher sukkah. Why is it a kosher sukkah? You see, according to Rava, you said walls, mechitza, ha'om and me'ilav, that are made by themselves, are not going to be considered walls. Here, it's walls made by himself. You didn't make the trees. The trees are there, and you're using those as your walls for your sukkah, right? And it says kashera. So Gemara says, no. Rava would answer, hachav ma'eskina, what's the mission dealing with over here? Shenita'an mitchil lakach. They were planted for this purpose. Ein hachanami, mechitza omed le'elav is not going to be good. These are not mechitzas omed le'elav. These were planted for that purpose, and therefore it's going to be a valid sukkah. Okay, Gemara says, "Yachi, that's the case that you planted the trees for the purpose of being walls for a sukkah. You tell me it's a kosher sukkah, pshita, it's pashut. What's the problem? You put down walls to make a sukkah." The Gemara says, "Pshita." Gemara says, "No, ma'od tema. You might have thought, or one might have thought, Ligzar Dilmei Asay Liishtamushe Bi'ilan, that maybe this we should passel the sukkah midrabanan, like we passel other sukkahs midrabanan, because you might come to use the tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the tree on Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to hang things on trees. You're not allowed to take a ball that falls out of a tree. You're not allowed to grab things. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos because there's a gezeira, then maybe you'll be tolish, and that's kosher. Maybe you'll rip off the tree. So you might say you're not allowed to use these ilanos on Shabbos, on Yontif for the mechitzas of the wall. Dilma, maybe you would break something or use the tree. Kamash malah, that we don't make the gzeira in this case. I guess I'm not sure why, but maybe if the person is putting it up specifically for the purpose of the sukkah, he won't come to use the trees. He'll know, whatever the reason being, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is to teach me that we don't make this gzeira derabanan, that you can't use the sukkah because that's made out of trees. Okay? So Gemara says, fine, I'll bring you another proof that a mechitza omid me'elav is considered a mechitza, and at this point that would be a kasha and rava, who now is saying that mechitza omid me'elav is not considered a mechitza. Tashma, with the following case. Hayasham ilan o gader o chitzas hakanim nido nishum de yumad. Okay, we're back to our friendly case of the well in the Rishus Arabim. Right, the well is more than 10 tefachim deep, so the well itself is Rishus HaYachid. Someone wants to draw water from that well on Shabbos, you got a problem. You're standing with Shusha Rabim. The well is in itself Shusha Yachid. So what do? They made the commandment, these four-cornered partitions. It's all about the next parak. In the corner, and they make those things, and now they have this idea that this is Shusha Yachid, and you can draw the water. So what usually we talk about, that someone actually makes these corners. But here we're talking about, if on the sides of the well, in the four corners, or one of the four corners, either is an ilan, there's a tree that's there that's going to serve the purpose of the corners, or gader, like a little pillar of stones, or chitzas kakanim, or some sort of reeds, plants over there, they need no mishum de yuma. They get the status of this de yuma, like dio, too, they get this do, they get the status of this two-pronged corner. So the Gemara again says, you see from here, that you have trees that are serving as this wall. Right, it's there, but beforehand, these trees are there, and therefore, you see the mechitza omid elav. This is not necessarily a full-fledged wall, but it's getting this halachic status of a wall, and it's working, even though it wasn't necessarily planted there for that purpose. So Gemara says, no, hachanami b'mayaskinon she'asal mitchil lekach. They were initially planted for this purpose. First, the well was there. I guess at the point in time, they didn't have the necessary materials to make these actual, brick things on the corners. They put a tree, they put kinim, they put stones. That's what they did. That's how they did it to make this mutter. Where it says, ihach, if that's the case, again, that's teaching me that if you did it initially, that for that purpose, so my kamashmalan. So what's the chiddush? If you made these things as a wall, and then they get the status of a wall, what's the chiddush for teaching me that they're good? So Gemara says, kamashmalan, chitzas hakanim, the chiddush is going to be the case of the kinim, right, the kinim that you made them in such a way that they are not, that they're not connected to each other, but they're less than three tvachim apart. The idea of lavud again, it's like this chiddush of lavud again. I know what the chiddush is also. We've seen lavud 1,000 times. We'll see it over and over again. There's the idea of lavud, like Abai asked Rabba in the second parak. He's going to ask this question. And that's what the chiddush is to teach me, that it's still going to be valid. Okay, but still we're at the point now that mechitza ha'omim me'elav may not be a good mechitza. I had these trees, those were put there initially for that purpose. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the case of the kinim that they're not exactly touching each other. Okay, next case. Tashma. This is a Mishnah later on in Masechta as well. Ilan ha'mesach ala aretz. Right, so there's this tree that was planted, and it's a certain type of tree, I don't know if it was like a weeping willow or something like that, it's a tree that's planted that the branches curve down. They curve down, and all the branches curve down. They make this, and they make this area underneath the branches. So, ilan ha-mesech ha-aretz, im ein nofo gavoo min ha-aretz shalosh ha-tvachim, metaltlin tachtov. So somehow all these branches go down. If the branches go down to a point where they are less than three tvachim from the ground, I guess on their end side, on the tip, you have lavud again, these close it off, and now you have a place, an area where you can carry. It's set off, you have an area where you can carry. Metalkim tachtov. Again, this is a tree that's there. So, you see, mechitza omid me'ilav is going to be a good mechitza. So Gemara says, no, hachanami, again, here too, b'mayaskina, what are we talking about? Shenita'o mitchilakach. It was planted for this express purpose. The Gemara says again, ihachi, no, the Gemara says a different question. Ihachi, the taltel bekulo. If that's the case, that it was planted for this purpose, then you should be able to carry in all, in the entire area of where this tree is over. But we know, but Alama, why do we have this caveat of Amar Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Ein Metalfin Ba Ela Beis Hasayim? You only can carry if the size, you only can carry in the size, the area that this tree covers, if it's Beis Hasayim, which is basically 5,000 square amos. Beis Hasayim is based off the Chatzar of the Mishkan, which is 100 by 50. It's 5,000 square amos. Basically, the idea is that usually when you have a Rishus HaYach, the idea is that you're supposed to, a Rishus HaYach is going to be 5,000 square amos, like the Chatzar of Mishkan, unless the Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaYach that you have is like a house or something like that, where it was made Nikva Ledira. It's made for living. But if it's a certain type of a place where it gets the status of Rishus HaRabim, but it's not necessarily Hukva Ledira, then they're going to limit to only 5,000 amos. So here, if we're having this tree that was planted expressly for the purpose of making the Rishus HaYachid, what's the difference between that and building your house? You're essentially using the tree to make a hut. You use the tree to make a hut. It's Hukba Ledira. You shouldn't have this 5,000 base, this base Lasayim, which was 5,000 square amos, limitation as to where you can carry. Who cares how wide the area is? It was Hukva Lekach. It was planted for this purpose. So Gemara says, no, you're right, but it's not planted for the purpose of living here. It's planted so someone can stay here to service what's outside, meaning it's like a guard booth. So therefore, it's not necessarily hukva ledira to actually live. As Gemara says, mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. It's a dira whose purpose is for the airspace on the outside. It's made for the outside. Rashi says, mishum dahave dira shetashmisha la'avir. Rashi says, lo'olam shenotu mitchil l'kach. Right? You made it for this purpose. The hekef ledirahu. And it's made for a dira, for someone to stay in there. Avaldira zo eina osalit sorach socha. The purpose of this dira is not to live in there necessarily. Elit sorach avir shechutzala. It's for the purpose of what's outside of it. But dur sham shomrei hasados. That people there should stay there to guard the fields. Vasuya la hatsiyam anachama. And this is only just made there, so you're not standing out in the sun. But the purpose of the dira here is to service the outside, not to be serviced on the inside. So that's why you have the limitation. But again, we're talking about a thing that was made initially for that. We said originally, it's mechitzos, house that were made by themselves, all right? But they say, no, it was planted this way. So the Gemara says, okay. All right, so let's finish up. We say, mishum dahavi dira shetashmisha le'avir, v'chol dira shetashmisha le'avir, ein metalfin ba ela mibeis hasayim. Anything that's made for dira, but for the purpose of for the outside, that's going to be considered to have that limitation of the base asayim. So Gemara says, going to bring another raya. But mechitza omed me'elav. So tashma from the following brisa. So this is talking. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. We'll see later on in the masechta about eruv tchumim. Again, we all know eruv tchumim. Person can walk or move from his makom dira, of where he establishes where he's going to be for Shabbos, 2,000 amos in any of the four directions. So what happens? This person is walking on Shabbos, sun sets, now Shabbos, and he's standing in an area. So Tashma, we have to be, in order to be in an area, you have to be in an area that's a Rosh Hashayachid. So he happens to be lucky. Shavas Betel. Shabbos comes in, and he is on a mound. He's on a mound that's at least 10 Tvachim high, right? 10 Tvachim high, and the area of this mound is Me'arba Amos Vadbe Sasayim. It's 4 Amos until, I guess 5,000 amos, this big mound that he's on. You could say he's going to get Rosh Hashayachid because the mound is going to be 10 tvachim high, so you have these walls that are projecting. That's going to create him this 10 tvachim. Same thing, similarly, that v'chein bin nakashu amakosara. He's in a crevice or something like that, a depression that has walls around him that's 10 amos high, right? May arba amos of Beis Hasayim. So therefore, now we can carry, if it's up to Beis Hasayim, you can carry in that whole area. That's going to be, the walls are around Beis Hasayim, because that's the limitation that he has. But also, if he is in an area, Vit Kama Katsura, I guess he's in some sort of field, and a certain area has been cut, right, I guess it's Tosh, Shibos Makifas or so, an area of Ted Tvachim, I guess he's in an area that's been harvested, I guess, and around him are stalks that are 10 tvachim high all around him. So therefore, mehalech has kula v'chutz la'apayim ama. He can walk in that whole area. He was koneh shvisa in that area before Shabbos, and he also gets 2,000 amos in any direction because that's considered that he was koneh in Rishus HaYachid. But here again, you see what's going on. These are mechitzas ha'omeila. They weren't made there. They were there, and now we're using them as walls, as mechitzos. I mean, halachic walls, because we're projecting them. Good asik, we're projecting them up. So Gemara says, you see from here again, mechitza ha'omeila is going to be a valid mechitza. Maybe you'll tell me that these things were made there for that purpose. Okay. Maybe you can tell me that the person cut out an area in the field, he made it for that purpose. That's all right, because there's a human interaction over there. Maybe you can say there was omed, it was omed l'tchilakach. But elatel v'neka, but you're talking about a mound or a crevice, that doesn't sound like it was made for that purpose. It sounds like it was a natural, it's a natural mound, a natural crevice, I mean, maybe. But technically, that would be something that just happens to be there. And yet it still serves as the mechitza to create your rishus hayachid to allow you to be kaveya makam on Shabbos. Kasha on Rava, who's apparently saying that just like a lechia omen me'ilav is not good, so to a mechitza omen me'ilav is not good, here we say mechitza omen me'ilav is good. So Gemara says, okay, fine. There's no machlokas by mechitzos. We said there was, just like there's machlokas there, there's going to be machlokas here. The Gemara says, no, Ella. Gemara says we're going to reject that extrapolation from lechi to mechitza. I'm going to say, no, Ella, mechitzos, when it comes to mechitzos, kuli amilo pligi, there's no machlokas in Abaye and Rava that have a mechitza. Mechitza omen me'ilav, according to Abaye, according to Rava, is going to be a valid mechitza, just like we have this case and all these other cases. We don't have to come to the kumta. Like, mechitza omen me'ilav is going to be fine. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? Bilechi, the machlokas is only by the lechi. Abaye l'ta'ame, Abaye is going to go l'shitaso, I think so from Daf Hey, right? Abaye l'shitaso, who says that the lechi is mishum mechitza. The lechi, what's the purpose of the lechi? Lechi creates a mechitza, so it's like a mechitza on the me'ilav, and therefore it's going to be valid. A lechi is a mechitza, it's the same din, no problem. L'ta'ama lechi mishum mechitza, u'mechutza mechitza, su'i me'ilav mechitza, we just said. V'rav l'ta'ame, and Rav is l'shitaso, the Amar was going to say, lechi mishum heker. As Tosas points out, lechi is mishum heker. Lechi is to make a recognizable thing, to make something that's recognizable. So, i'av either b'yadayim have a heker, v'ilo lo be heker. In order to make a heker, in order to make something that's going to be a distinguishing feature, you have to do it. Otherwise, why is it, how is it distinguishing? You didn't do anything. Distinguish between what? Just there by itself. So that's why he says it's going to have to be, that's why he makes the machlokas when it comes to lechi, but not when it comes to not when it comes to mechitza.
How is it possible
to find
a tree that's more than
based on Sinai?
It's like 5,000 square
meters. Where do we have the tree? Where do we have the tree that was
based on Sinai? No, right in the beginning, you're talking about the tree. If it comes in an area, it has to be more than 4,000.
If no, it could go up to based on Sinai.
How is that even possible?
You have a massive tree.
More than 5,000.
Yes. That, yeah, that could, that's the case. But that's the maximum. It can be even smaller than that. That's just the maximum. Yes, the Gemara is assuming that you have, you can, if that tree could go that big, that's going to be the case. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Okay. But again, that's only the maximum. It can be much smaller. It's up to base society. It's a large tree. Quite large. Okay. It's the case the Gemara is assuming. It's a large tree. Yes. So the Gemara then says, now, Tashma. Tashma, let's bring a raya. Again, now we're going to bring a raya. Now we have machlokas between Abaye and Rava about a lechi omed me'ilav. Right, whether lechi omed me'ilav is going to be considered a valid lechi or a not valid lechi. So Tashma, we have the following case. Okay, the contractors won't like this. Avne geder hayotz os megeder. Guy makes the wall. But he doesn't make the wall, it's not made that the bricks end flush. You have like half bricks sticking out at certain places. Again, I guess when you lay bricks, they're half. The guy forgot to cut the bricks. So they're sticking out at the edge like these, like teeth. I guess there's pictures of, I think it's picture 112 in the picture book. Right, so they're sort of sitting out like teeth on the side. So, avne geder hayotis min hageder. Umuvdolo zomizo pochos mishlosha. But the bricks from one brick on top to the next brick below are less than 3 tvachim. So it's less than 3 tvachim again. So viewed as closed, it's considered that there's, you know, there's lavud. So pachos mishlosha ain't tzarich lechi acher. You don't have to make another lechi because you have the lechi that's just really standing there. But shlosha tzarich lechi acher. But if they're more than 3 tvachim apart, then they're not considered closed, and then you have these too big of a space. It's not considered a lechi. So you see from here, this was made not for lechi purpose, not for the purpose of a lechi. This was made I guess because the contractor didn't do a smooth or good enough job. Or, so the Gemara says, Hachanami, so therefore you see here, a lechi omen me'ilav is a good lechi. The only way it wouldn't be good is because if it didn't constitute lavud. But if there's lavud in here, it's a valid lechi, even though it's omen me'ilav. It wasn't made for the express purpose of being the lechi. The Gemara says, no, you're wrong. Hachanami shebina'an mitrilakach. That's the way it was made. The contractor was told, listen, when you finish at the edge, leave over the bricks like this, so we'll have a lechi on the, at the end, and we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about making another lechi for Shabbos. It was made for this express purpose. The Gemara says, okay, if it's made for this express purpose, yihachi pshita, and it's pasha, that's a lechi. You made a lechi. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, ma'o de tema, you might, or sorry, one might have thought, I would never have thought it, ma'o de tema, I'm not smart enough to come up with these problems. So ma'o de tema, you might have thought, the Mesar Binyanuhu Davidi Kamash Malan. You might have thought that even if you hold that the Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, like Abaye here, you still have to have some sort of heker. There's been a little Tosfos on Daf Hei says that. So you have to do something that makes it really clear that it's for a Lechi. Here it's not so necessarily clear that it's for a Lechi, because it might have been done, the contractor might have done this on purpose, maybe he's going to extend the wall. These are just the bricks that are going to be used for the next stage of construction. When the bank loan comes in, so you can finish the wall. You're going to continue extending the wall. So these are just the bricks that are going to be used to continue extending the wall. So that might not necessarily have been done for the express purpose of a lechi. Kamash Malan, that we're not worried about that. That since the person makes they're told to do this for shame lechi, even though it doesn't necessarily look exactly like it's being done for lechi, it's still going to be sufficient, and it's still going to be valid as a lechi. But again, there's no question on Rava here, because we're not talking about a lechi omen me'ilav. We're talking about this thing that was made on purpose. So it's not a raya for Abaye. It has to be interesting. We end up paskin like Abaye in this instance. Most Mishonim paskin like Abaye. It happens to you. How do we paskin like Abaye? Always paskin like Rava. So there's what's called Ya'al Kagam. There's six cases of where we paskin like Abaye. According to Rashi, this is the Lamed. Lechi Omen Me'ilav, this is the Lamed, we're going to pass on like Abaye. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like it, and then Rabbeinu Tam says this is not the Lamed, there's another Lamed, and therefore he has to answer up all the Rayas and stuff like that, is why we pass on like Abaye. But most Rishonim seem to say that this is the Lamed in the Ya'al Kagam, Lechi Omen Me'ilav, that we pass on like Abaye. Okay, Tashma, let's bring another Raya, that Lechi Omen Me'ilav has the din of a Lechi. Detani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya has a following case. This is a case that we saw earlier, which is Kotel Shetsido Echet Konus Mechaveru. So you have the wall, but the wall's not, it sort of gets cut, right? So it gets cut, so if it, either from Bein Shnir B'chutz, B'shob Mifnim, Bein Shnir B'mifnim, B'shob B'chutz, Nido Mishum Lechi. You have the wall, and let's say one way, if you look from the inside to the outside, the wall looks like it's flush all the way through, but as you get to the very end, the wall sort of narrows, goes in, and so from the outside it looks like there's that one part of the wall extends further out, or the opposite on the inside. The idea being is that if you're looking from one way for the other, it's going to look like a lechi, but if it doesn't, even though from where you're looking, it might not look like a lechi. I think these were pictures earlier in the book, we may have it there now. So the Gemara says, it's nido mishum lechi, and here you have to see also that a lechi made by itself is kosher lechi, because it's mistaber to say that they didn't, when they made the wall at one point wider, one point narrower, it wasn't necessarily done for the purpose of a lechi. Gemara says, no. Hachanami mitchilu aso lekach. They did exactly, they did it purposely this way. They were making the wall, let's say from the inside, so they're making the wall, and when they got to the following, at the end of the mavoi, they narrowed the wall. They made a little narrower, so now we have a lechi. Or the other way around, from the inside, they made it wider, so now you have a lechi, looks like a lechi. It was done purposely. The Gemara says, okay, ihachi, machkamash malan. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? You purposely made a lechi. The Gemara says, the chiddush is exactly that din of haniri b'chutz v'shav b'fnim. If that you can only see the lechi from the outside, but it looks flush on the inside, nevertheless, that's still going to be considered a valid lechi. You would have thought, I guess, and I would have thought, this one I would have thought, that if you don't see it from the inside, it's not going to be valid. Kamash Malan, as long as the lechi is there, even though it's only visible from the outside, it's still going to be a lechi. But again, this is not a case of a lechi omen elav. It was made l'shem kach. So Mar brings another raya. Tashma. I mean, a raya from a maisa. Derav hava yosef bahu mivoa. Rav was sitting in the certain mavoi. Have a Yosef Rav Huna Kameh. And Rav Huna was sitting with him.
Amrlei, so Rav says l'shamei, Rav says to his Shamish, zil aiti likuza demaya, go over there and get me a cup of water. Go get me a cup of water. Ad de asa, until before the Shamish came back with the water, nafal lechikya, the lechi fell down. Right? See those cases, sometimes in the Bala colony, the Eiver fell down. But the lechi fell down, there's no lechi right now. Achle lebi yode, so somehow Rav hinted with his hands to the Shamish that the lechi fell down and he can't carry anymore. So kama duchte, the Shamish stood by his place. I don't know if he put it down or just stood there, whatever, he just stood there. So Amali Ravuna, so Ravuna says to Rav, why are you doing that? Lo sav amar, you don't hold lismuch al dikla? What are you talking about? There's this tree on the other side by the lechi that's standing there. Why don't you somech on the lechi over there with the tree? Right? Lo sav amar, lismuch al dikla? Are you not going to be somech on the tree that was standing at the side of the mavoi and use that as the lechi? Who cares? The lechi A fell down. We still have the tree over there in the corner. So Rav says back to him, dami haimir rabbanon, kemandelo parshi inshe shmaita. This Rav is like a fool who doesn't know how to learn because he doesn't know what people explained. Right? Misam chinale me esmol. Did anyone think to use the tree as the lechi yesterday? Well, if they did, why they put up the other lechi? Why is the other lechi there? No one thought to use the tree as the lechi. Misam chinale me esmol. So the Gemara is, so that's why it's no good. But taima delo samchinan. What's the deal? The reason why Rav said this is not the tree that was omen me'elav is not a good lechi is because they weren't somech on the tree. Hasamchinan, but had they been somech on the tree, have a lechi, it would have been a lechi, even though it's a lechi omen me'elav. It's a raya to Abaye against Rava. Lechi omen, the reason why this lechi omen me'elav is no good is only because you weren't somech on it. If you weren't somech on it, even though it wasn't put there initially for the purpose of a lechi, it would be a valid lechi, which is a raya to Abaye. So Gemara says, well, maybe I'll reject the raya by reinterpreting the machlokas. So Gemara says, maybe lema Abaye v'derava b'delo samchin nale plige. Maybe Abaye and Rava, if you're not somech on the tree, maybe that's where the machlokas is. Meaning Abaye, they'll both agree that lechi omed me'elav is going to be valid. Their machlokas is only going to be whether or not you had intention to use that lechi, you know, before Shabbos. And in this case, they didn't have the intention, right? Lema Abaye v'rav b'delo samchin nale plige hasamchin nale. If you were somech, have a lechi. It would be a lechi. So that's where you. So maybe there is no machlokas between Abaye and Rava legabe lechi omen me'elav. The only machlokas is going to be if you weren't somech before Shabbos. Abaye said it's still valid. Rava would say it's not valid. And then this case would end up being a raya to Rava, which is what you usually want to do because you want to make the halacha follow Rava. So the Gemara seems to say, okay, so that's the machlokas. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. That cannot be the machlokas. Because, right, the machlokas can't be about a lechi, about only whether or not you are somech on a lechi om me'ilav. But a lechi om me'ilav, everyone would agree, is valid. Because, lo sakadaitach, dahu barka. Now, barka seems to be some sort of, like, porch. So you had this, I guess you had this house that has this overhang porch, and it has two pillars, it must be a picture, it has these two pillars, and this is right at the edge of the mavoi. So these two pillars are being used, potentially being used as the mavoi. But they weren't made l'shem mavoi. They were made as the supporting beams for the porch of this extension on the house. Right? So he says, "Ahu barka dahave barchavu," which is in this place of barchavu. Dahave pligi be Abaye v'Rava kulu shnayu. Abaye and Rava argued about this all their life, their entire lives. They will argue whether it's a kashal lechi or not. Abaye says it was mutter, and Rava says it was aser. So the fact that they were arguing about this all their lives, it's muchach that the machlokas is a lechi omen me'ilav, and not just whether it was somech on it before Shabbos or not somech on Shabbos. Because if the whole machlokas was only about whether you were somech on it Shabbos or not, that would just probably be the first time that lechi was built. But they're arguing about it forever. That it's a lechi omen me'ilav, and the entire time Rava's saying it's no good. If you were telling me, like we just tried to say, that Rava agrees as by lechi omen me'ilav that it is valid, the only machlokas is whether or not you had intention for that to be the lechi for that Shabbos, that doesn't mean they're arguing about this every Shabbos their entire life. Right? After Shabbos 1, the people could have intention and it would be fine. The fact that Rav says it's no good, meaning he holds lechi omen me'elav is not good. So again, we end up with the machlokas of Abaye and Rava about lechi omen me'elav, whether that's valid or not. It seems to be, from this last case, from this last case, it was a raya to a rabaye. They try to reject that raya to abaye by reinterpreting machlokas. We reject that reinterpretation. We have a raya to abaye. This is what people are going to say. We sure we're going to hold it. We're going to hold like abaye. Again, this becomes a lamid of lefi ol me'ilav in the yal kagam in the six cases that we passed in like abaye.
If you hold a
lucky home and a it still has to be designated as such.
You have to at some point beforehand say
it designated. Right. And a rabbi says it doesn't matter. Rabbi says even if you designate it, it's no good, because by definition the fact that it was only in the Elab and wasn't built initially for that purpose can't be a lechi. Machlokas is pretty narrow. I don't think it's such a wide machlokas, but okay. Next. B'chol osin lechayin, what can you use? What material can be used to make a lechi? Tanakhama says you can make a lechi with anything. If you have the purpose, if you're designated to be a lechi. Afilu b'davar sheish beruchayim, even if something that's alive. Like the picture I have here, if someone ties a cow to the end of the mavoi, that becomes the lechi. Right? That's fine. Afilu b'davar sheish beruchayim, Rabbi Meir oser. Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to use a live thing as a lechi. Right? I guess to get to reasons why. And also, just talking about live things, v'mitame mishum golel. So the live, I think a live thing that's placed to block the kever, to block the grave, so long as, even though live animals are not, they're not makabel tuma, but this live animal can create the seal on the ol to say that everything else that's inside the ol now becomes tame ol. The case being that there's a mace in this crevice, I guess, there are other kalim there, and then you close up the hole with this cow. You block it. So now they're saying that cave, I guess, becomes an ol. So the other kalim that are in the cave with the mace are mekabel tuma midin ol. That's mitame mishum golel. The Rebbe Meir mitame. Rebbe Meir says no. That the live animals cannot create a mechitza. They can't create a mechitza. Therefore, you don't have an ol status yet, and therefore you can go inside and go grab the kalim, because they're not talking about ol yet. Another dimma comes from live animals. The kosvin alav gitte nashim. You can write a get on a live animal. We're talking about writing on the ear or on the horn. You can write a get on a live animal, give the animal over to the woman, and she's divorced. Rabbi Yosi Aglili posel. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, same thing like Rav Meir, says no, you can't use livestock for this purpose. It doesn't create a get, and therefore not a valid get, and therefore can't be used. Fine. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol davar sheyish bo ruach chayim." Rabbi Meir doesn't say anything that has life in it, right? Anything that's a livestock. Ein osin oso lo dofen sukkah. It cannot be used to make a wall for a sukkah. Ve'lo lechi lemavoi. It can't be used to make a lechi by the mavoi. Lo pasin lebeiraos. It can't be used again. Our friendly four corner things by the well in the Rishus HaRabim. It can't be used as a four corners to create this Rishus HaYachid. Lo pasin b'royos. V'lo golo lekaver. It doesn't create the hole to create the kaver. And Mishum Rav Yosi Aglili, and Rav Yosi Aglili added, af ein kosmin alav gitei nashim. You also may not use it to make a valid get. So my time with Rav Yosi Aglili. What's the svar of Rav Yosi Aglili? We have all these other things that go on, but we're focusing only on now Rav Yosi Aglili. Why is writing on the animal not a valid get? So the Gemara says, we're going to learn with Gitti now, the Tanya, right? When you flip through the Gemara and you see there's no pictures, like, oh, it's just Gemara, there's no pictures. The Tanya, following by Gittin, right? The pasuk by Gerishon says, Ki yikach ish ishu ba'ala, man takes a woman, v'hayim lo tibso b'chein be'enav, he doesn't find right in his eyes, he matzav ha'erbas davar, he finds something wrong with her, v'kasav lo seif v'krisus, he writes for her a bill of divorce, v'nasan b'yada, and hands it to her, v'shilcha mi'beso, and she's sent from his house. So the pasuk says, sefer, it says a sefer, which seems to be a writing. Ainli ella sefer, I don't know if it can be written on a cloth. Minayin l'rabos kol davar, how do I know I can add anything, write it on a leaf, write it on something else, how do I know I can do that? Talmud lomar, v'kasavla. It says v'kasavla, anything that you can write to her. Mikol makom, anything that you can write on. Imkain, so therefore, imat talmud lomar v'sefer. If it says v'kasavla, which means you can write on anything, why does it say the word sefer, which seems to indicate only on a cloth? The Gemara says, lomar l'chad to teach you, Ma sefer davar shein beruchayim ve'inu ochel af davar shein beruchayim ve'inu ochel. Just like a sefer is something that doesn't have life, as I consider a food, you can't write it on a piece of bread. So too, you can write it on anything that's not alive and not something that's food. That's Rav Yossi. So therefore, you can write it, let's say, on a leaf, but you can't write it on an animal. For Rabbanan, I have the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Yossi Glili in our Mishnah, and they say that you may write, or it is valid if you write it on a davar chai. So how do they learn about this idea? But it says sefer and kasev la. So they say miksiv ba sefer. It doesn't say you write it in the sefer. It says sefer without the letter B. Sefer ksiv. L'sfiras dvar ma'amud asa. You have to have a certain type of story in the get that has to be written. It says it's the sfiras dvar ma'amud. That you in the get you have to write the idea of the krisus. Right? You can't just write. You can't just write something. There's a certain text. It has to be added into the get. Rabbanan, so that's what they learned from the word sefer, right? That has to be a story. And the Rabbanan now that use the word sefer, they're not learning it from the teacher that it has to be a cloth, right? You can write on anything that you write. Haivik kasav la ma'idarshi bay. Well, what do they use with the kasav la? Which Rav Yossi Glili uses kasav la to say that you can write it on other things other than cloth. What do they use with if Rabban already say that you don't have this cloth limitation? What does the kasav la come for? So haivik kasav la ma'idarshi bay. Ahu mi boile that piksiva miskareshes the ena miskareshes bekesef. In order to use a get has to be something that's written. You can't use kesef. Because when it came to bringing her into the marriage, you have kesef, you have shtar. Maybe you can take her out of the maybe we take her out of the marriage. The same way you bring her in with a shtar, with kesef, you can take her out with kesef. So Gemara says, "Ahu miboy leksiva miskareshes ve'eno miskareshes bekesef." Because sakadait chamina, one might have thought, "Ho ve'itkeshu tzila havaya." There's a hekesh between gerushin and kedushin. Right? The pasuk says, "The yotz of ha'isa," right? "The yotz mibeso v'holcha v'ha'isa leish acher." So the yotz is gerushin, v'ha'isa is kedushin. So there's this hekesh between gerushin and kedushin, and you would say ma havaya bekesef, just like bringing her into the marriage can be done via kesef. Af yitziyah bekesef. So too, taking her out of the marriage can be done with kesef. Kamash mulan. That's why the pasuk says v'kasev la. No, the only thing that's valid to create a gerushin is a ksiva, not kesef. Okay, Rabbi Yosei Aglili ha'isvar minolei. How does he know this? Because he doesn't have a kasev la to teach us that. He says, Nafkula mi sefer krisos. It's a sefer krisos, a sefer of a bill of divorce, sefer korso vein dover akarkosa. Something that's written divorces her, not anything else. The Rabbanan, so what do they use from the words for sefer krisos? What do they use from that? Hi, sefer krisos mi baile. They learn sefer krisos. It has to be something that creates a complete cutting off of the relationship. It can't be dependent. Right, the hag sefer krisos mibaylei the dover hakoris beina lebeina has to be something that completely separates between the two. L'chidatanya, based similar to what we had in a brisa, if a man writes a get to his wife and says harezek yitech al menashe lo tishti yayin forever. This is your get on condition that you never drink wine again. Well, that's not a complete separation because now, for the rest of her life, she has to be worried whether she drinks wine or not, and then 50 years later, she's no longer divorced. It has to be something that has a exact time period of where it ends. Right? Lo tish diyayin, amanash lo tochi lebeis avich olam. On condition that you don't go to your father's house forever. Tosa says, wait a second. The father can die. That has an absolute time. So beis avich doesn't necessarily mean your father's house. It means your father's household. I mean, so even the kids, the offspring, so that goes on forever. So it ain't zekrisus. That's not krisus. But if he says, harei zegita klos lo shim yon, right, that you can... This is your get on condition that you don't drink wine for 30 days. You don't go to your father's house for 30 days. Well, there's a clear demarcation. That's after 30 days. If she doesn't go, that's going to be a valid get. Right? Hareza krisus. Okay, so that's what the Gemara, the Rabbanan used with the words sefer krisus. Rav Yossi Aglili, since he used sefer krisus for something else, and he used sefer krisus to teach you that it has to be writing and not kesef, so how does he know this halacha that it has to be davar koris beino lebeina? So he says, nafkala mikareis krisus. It doesn't say sefer kareis, it says sefer krisus. So you can learn two things from that. Rabbanan, what do they learn now from the fact that it says krisus as opposed to kareis? Kareis krisus lo darshe. They say, no, that's the right way. They don't make a drasha between kareis and krisus. If you make the chart, you line them all up. They have all the halachos that they all are the same. Just learning that from different places. Okay, but that was just to focus on the idea that the Mishnah mentioned that you can't write a get on the Baal Chai, because the Mishnah mentioned that Agav, the fact that is a machlokas, whether you can use the Baal Chai as a lechi, and then the Gemara just focused on the get case, not anything about the lechi case. Okay. Next Mishnah. Shayara shechonsa bebika vehikufa klei behema mitaltlin besocha uvulvad shiyeh geder gavoa asara tvachim. So you have this, I guess, this traveling party that's traveling from place to place. For whatever reason, they're still traveling Erev Shabbos. Shabbos comes. What are they going to do? They're in the middle of nowhere. How are they going to carry on Shabbos? If they're right, they'll be fine. They're probably in the Karmelis. If they're Rabbanan, how are they going to carry? So the Gemara Mishnah says what they do is that they take the kalim that they use for the animal. I don't know, all these different types of kalim they use. And they make walls around their encampment. They use that to create walls, or maybe they make source of Pesach. Whatever they do, they make walls around the encampment, and then they can carry within the encampment. Again, probably it's going to be limited to a base asayim, because it's not hook of latira necessarily. But the walls have to be at least 10 tvachim high. Ubavachi geder gavoa sara tvachim. That's rule number one. Rule number two, v'lo yihu pirtsos yeseris ala binyan. And you can't have opening more space open than closed. You can't have pirtos yaseiros al binyan. And the Gemara then says, though, that when you have a mechitza, ko pirtza shika eser amos muteras. Let's say you have a hundred amo wide long wall. As long as there's a 10 amos or less breach in the wall, that's not considered a breach. That's considered an opening, and that's going to be fine. Ko pirtza shika eser amos muteras. That's viewed as an opening. Yes, Mikan, but any opening that's larger than 10 amos plus, it's usser. That passes that entire wall, because now that's viewed as a breach. Viewed as a breach, that's not going to be considered valid, right? Rashi says, yes, Mikanasur, Pirza Achas, Oseris, Kola Hekef, Akfil Kul Omeid. Let's say that even if the entire thing is all solid, but at one point around the wall is a 10 amos plus breach, no good. The 10-ounce breach is no good. Okay? So when you have this wall that we talked about that these are making up in their shayaros, you have to have more wall than open space. None of that open space, though, can be more than 10 amos. Okay, Itmar asked in the base medrash, Parut Ka'omei, what if it's exactly 50-50? Right? What if it's exactly 50-50? The shear of what's open and the shear of what's solid wall is exactly the same. Like, Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Papa says that's going to be a valid mechitza. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua Amar Aser, and Rav Huna, the name of Yeshua, says that's Aser, right? It has to be more. So Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Papa says it's Mutter, Hachi Agmei Rachman Lamosha. That is the Halacha Lamosha Misinai. The Halacha Lamosha Misinai is Lo Tifrotz Ruba. You can't have more. It can't be more. Lo Tifrotz Ruba. Right, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Amar Aser says Aser, because Halachi Gamar Rachman LaMoshe, the Halach Moshe is Gedor Ruba. There has to be more wall. So one says it can't be more opening. One says it has to be more wall. That's how they have the machlokas of Halach LaMoshe Sinai. I'm not exactly sure. That's usually a Masorah. Okay. So tomorrow now is going to bring a raya. The raya is to Rav Papa, who's going to say that if it's exactly equal, it's mutter. Tanan, because our Mishnah says, Lo you pratzos yiseros al binyan. You can't have the opening greater than the wall, meaning it's only a problem if it's greater. Hakid binyan, meaning if it was exactly the same, mutter, then it would be mutter. Right? That seems to be the diuk from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, lo tema hakid binyan mutter. Now don't make that diuk. Ela'ima, it has lo you approach yiseros al binyan, and im binyan yesal pritza mutter. They'll make the diuk would be no, that if the pritza is bigger than the If the pritza, if the opening is bigger than the wall, it would be mutter. Sorry, Lo tema hake binyan mutter. Don't say that if it's equal, it's going to be mutter. Say if the binyan is greater, it's going to be mutter. Aval ki binyan mai. But if it's the exact same amount, what would be the halacha? That would be aser. Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi lisnei v'lo yu pirtus ki binyan. Say it explicitly. Just say that there can't be the exact amount. So the Gemara says Kasha, again this leaves as a Kasha on Rav Huna, and Rav Huna says that if they're equal it's Usser. It seems to be the Dig from the Mishnah is that the only reason why it's Usser is because the openings are greater. But if it would be equal, the Dig seems to be that it would be Mutter. Okay, we're going to stop here because this brings a bunch of Ryans going forward. We'll stop here. Everyone have a great day.